Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, August 11, 2015. And this is The Connection coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are commemorating the United Nations International Youth Day, held on August 12th each year.
And of course, as usual, every Tuesday, we want you to get connected with us on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7, and our Twitter handle is at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp number, and that number is +1 202 465 0318.
And if you want to give us your contribution live on air, give us a call at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you back.
And of course, we are streaming live on the internet. Go ahead and find us on voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, and also on voashona.com.
Again, this is your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
The United Nations International Youth Day this year is calling for youth throughout the world to scale up their civic engagement and achieve sustainable human development in their respective communities and countries. Civic engagement means working to make a difference in the lives of people and in your community's development with a combination of knowledge, skills, values, and motivation to make that happen.
In Zimbabwe, young people have long called for all-encompassing civic engagement and an equal opportunity to participate in not only the political landscape, but also contribute to the economic and social growth of the country. But the question remains, can young people effectively engage in the future of their country? And, Tatenda, we cannot forget that today, of course, Zimbabwe celebrated Defense Forces Day, and yesterday it was Heroes Day. So we will also be focusing on the role of young people in Zimbabwe, especially look at what can they do to take the country forward.
Should be a very interesting topic or topics indeed.
Indeed, Tatenda, and we have our guests whom we shall be introducing to you shortly, and our in-house guest, Tato Mochone. Waring Tato?
Hakibui.
Tato, of course, is a fellow who was here under the Mandela Washington Fellowship Program, and she is from Lesotho. We shall be discussing, you know, this very important topic with Tato and our other guests. But before we go there, we should remember that we have languages.
Yes.
Emakaya, li chona njani, lamhlanje siya dibana kuhlelo labasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Si pata namhlanje udaba lwelanga elahlelwa ngumanyano we-United Nations ele International Youth Day. Sikhangela ukubana indikimba yalonyaka ikhangela ngokuphatheka kwabasakhulayo ikakhulu kundaba zombusazwe kundaba zobukhokheli. Ngakho sizabe sikhuluma sikhangela ukubana abatsha beZimbabwe kuyini abakwenzayo ukwenza impilo zabo zibe ngcono. Kwazwai vatereri, nasi muchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa cheve chidiki, tiri kutarisa zuva, richange richicherechedzwa pasi rese mangwana, zuva reInternational Youth Day, zuva rakatarwa neUnited Nations, uyazve dingindira regore rino, nderekuti zvii zviri kuitwa nevechidiki, zvikuru sei panyaya dzeutungamiri, nyaya zvematongero enyika kuti vawanikwe vachiita kuti upenyu hwavo kana kuti remangwana ravo rive rakajeka. Tatenda, our guests, of course, I've said already that we have Tato in the studio. We also have Melly Dube, director for Bulawayo Agenda. Mr. Dube, good evening.
Good evening, Njunga. Good evening, fellow guests, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Good. We also have Philemon Jambaya, spokesman for the Zimbabwe Youth Forum. Mr. Jambaya, good evening to you.
Good evening. How are you? Good evening, listeners.
Yes, good. Thank you for joining us. And of course, last but not least, we have Jake Zaba of the Election Resource Center. He's a project manager. Mr. Zaba, thanks for joining us, and good evening.
Evening, how are you, Zimbabwe? How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Ms. T, let's jump straight to it.
Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. But I will take this moment to say ladies first, and we'll come to our in-studio guest. Tato, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing in your home country, and, of course, what you're doing here at VOA Studios.
Okay. I'm a journalist. I work for the state-owned radio station. It's actually a youth station, and it covers the entire country. We have a population of 2 million, and I've been with the Mandela Washington Fellowship from the 19th of June, and I will be ending on the 19th of September. So for the next 6 weeks, I will be here with you at VOA, and I'm just going to learn how journalism works in the USA as compared to back home, where we know the code of ethics and media, and how media has been so in tatters. I think it's because just maybe of challenges that we face as media people, that we are governed by rules which are above us, you know, and it's just not so easy to conform to the rules of journalism. Because just maybe sometimes, or in many cases, is because the radio stations are owned by people in power, and then, you know, it's propaganda and stuff like that. And how, as a young person, I can change and effect, you know, how I can impact on the lives of my fellow men through journalism. What is it that I can do behind the microphone that can touch the lives of people?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Tato. Let's go straight to Mr. Dube. In Bulawayo. Mr. Dube, how much would you say, you know, young people in Zimbabwe are engaged, you know, insofar as shaping their own future is concerned? Hello, Mr. Dube, Melly.
Yes, sir. Sorry. I think my line is dead.
Yeah, okay, if you can hear us now, I was saying, how much do you think Zimbabwean youth are engaged in terms of shaping their own future? We are talking youth engagement.
Okay, young people in Zimbabwe are engaged, in my view. But there is basically two broad ways of engagement that I'm observing. There is what I would term maybe negative engagement. Negative engagement is where young people have been in the forefront of meeting out violence, election-related or politically motivated violence in the country, and verily closing up the space for other citizens to participate. I think we have seen it in all election years, where young people are in the forefront of meeting out violence, beating up people, and being used by elderly politicians. Being given small tokens like beer and maybe marijuana and other small things like that, because there is very high levels of unemployment in my country. But also, I think there are some young people who have been engaged. We have sacrificed their youth. We have sacrificed a lot and given away the hope of working in big cities like London and the U.S., and stayed in country and tried to ensure that the civic space remains open. Most of them are leading civic society organizations. Some of them have taken up political offices. And some of them are rallying citizens to participate effectively in policy making, in ensuring that the country moves forward.
And Philemon, will come to you now. Looking at what Melly is talking about in particular, he jumped right into what many are saying are the challenges that young Zimbabweans are facing. Can you touch on that, as you did earlier on our interview, on the issue of the negative engagement in regard to how young people in Zimbabwe are sometimes seen to be used as political prawns in order to push this negative ways of the higher politicians in the country?
Yeah, thank you very much. First thing that is, in Zimbabwe, we have what we call higher unemployment, and we have a lot of young people who are school dropouts, who don't have something to do, which is actually leading them to be those political pawns, like what I said earlier on, that we are being used as political pawns to achieve the checkmate in the bigger game of the political chess. And taking into consideration like what happened last year prior to the ZANU-PF, Congress, where young people were used to tear apart the former vice president, Joseph Joe. So that's how young people are being used. And because that you don't have much in our pockets, those bigger guys in politics or bigger guys in the civil society, like if we have noticed what is happening in the civic society, like what is happening in crisis coalition, where young people are being used to be in front of those walls rather than being the leaders of good things. That's what is happening in Zimbabwe. So we are very worried as an organization that we see most young people being used as that.
Tiuye kwa murivaza, watimbo pinda mururimi rwa mai. Zuva iri rakakosha sei uye vechidiki veZimbabwe vakamira papi kana tichitarisa nyaya yekubatikana kwavo yekupindira mune kuti remangwana ravo rakamira sei?
Ndinotenda. Ndinoona dambudziko ndiripo and chinhu chinotifadza ndechekuti seZimbabwe zuva ranhasi tiri kufara kuti tiri kupemberera magamba. Ndikada kuti nditakire ipapo magamba akatisunungura senyika. Ndoda kuti nditange kutarisa kuti vazhinji vavo vemagamba vazhinji vavo pavakaenda kuti vasunungure nyika vanga vari vechidiki, ndozvinhu chekutanga and zvinhu zvinofadza. And vanhu vechidiki vakatora nguva yekuti nyika yedu iri panguva yakaoma, tingaita sei kuti tisungure vana baba vedu, vana mai vedu nevanunina vedu kana nehangazi dzedu, zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo. Asi dambudziko ratinaro panguva yatinayo izvozvi ndekuti vechidiki vedu vazhinji, ndingada kuwirirana navadhuwe vari kuBulawayo kuti vechidiki vedu vazhinji vanenge vatidzokerei kumashure, kana kuti tati tiri kuita kachiramwa kekuti maybe ndikari kubva pakutya. Asi nyaya yekuti vechidiki vazhinji havangangova vaine chido kana kudokwaira kuti vagadzise zvinhu zvemunyika mavo, asi vazhinji vacho havana mukana wekuita izvozvo, zvinganzi pachirungu space yacho yekugadzirisa zvinhu zvavo munyika. Ndingati maybe pari kushayikwa maplatforms kana kuti nzvimbo dzavanokwanisa kunge vachibatsira nyika yavo, and zviri kubuda munzira dzakawanda dzinosiyana-siyana. Asi zvikuru zvacho ndezvekuti vanotitungamira kumberi uku havasi kuvhura mikana yevechidiki kuti vapowo pfungwa dzavo pane zviri kuitika munyika munomu. Vakawanda vatori nepfungwa dzakawanda, asi vechidiki mikana yacho haisi kubuda kunze kwemaybe zvavanotaura kuchikoro kwacho vanotombunyikitswa, asi kuti vari vega vari panze apo kuti vanzi vatange kutaura zviri maererana nekutongwa kuri kuita nyika ino, kana zviri maererana neutungamiri hwavo, zvinosvika zvodzoka kunge zviri kutyisa.
Rambai makabata vaza vangu chekzava owe nhlanganiso yeelection resource center njengezinya izikhulumeli uyacho kubana abatsha veZimbabwe kabawatholi amathuba kumbe ngithi kabaphiwa ithuba lokuthi babe bekhona ukuhlela ukubana elakusasa labo limi njani. Baba Dube, singakabuyi kuwe khona ngapho tatenda. We have a caller on the line, right?
We do. We have our first caller in South Africa. I hope I am getting your name right. I think Koma Clayto.
Yebo.
How are you? Thank you for joining us on The Connection.
Sorry?
I thank you for joining us on The Connection. How are you?
I'm fine.
Go ahead and give us your contribution looking at International Youth Day.
Yeah, bengithanda ukuthi ngabe kuyatholakala ukuthi abantu abatsha laba bayichance manje abantu abatsha basebenzela abantu abadala vele yabo. Abantu abatsha basebenzisa izindlela zokuthi babulale abantu abadala. Bayabo ikhanda abadala babulale kuba basebenzisa khona. Ukuthi abanike ichance ukuthi babangene embusweni hayi ababaniki.
Kodwa abasakhulayo labo kabakuvumeli yini lokho mnumzana ngoba kubana kungenzeki ukuthi ibale bona abasakhulayo bathi hayibo kasi soze sisetshenziswe kodwa labo nxa bevuma bazahlala besetshenziswa phela
ya bona bayavuma ukuthi bayathokoza imali khonoko okuncane ukuthi hambane endele endlela ichisimizi yabobani libulala obani yabo okuthi ngabe bona bayabavumela nakuthi babangeze upolitiki bakwanisa ukuthi behlale kahle basebenze manje akula msebenzi zonke zisegangeni.
Wena ungosakhulayo mnumzane?
Iya, ngosakhulayo nami.
Ongathi kuyini okwenzayo la okubona ukubana uyalungiselela ekusasa lelizwe?
Esingakubona kuphela ucindezelo ukuthi ngabe bona buyaphela nje kuthiwa abantu bathole ichance ukuthi bonke abantu kungabi lo muntu othaya omunye. Bonke abantu bangene ezikhundleni bavunyelwe lapho ukuthi abantu abanabo-18 years thaphezulu bacontest nabo bangene kuma-MPs ekhonisa uba ama-president.
Okay, siyabonga mnumzana Keto khona ngapho eMzansi.
Okay, ba.
I thanks there to our listener. We'll come back to you, Tato. Just your reaction on what's being said, you know, and especially the question now of those leaders that are now in power. Of course, when they started off, they were youth. They were young people leading the liberation struggle in Zimbabwe, for example. You know, what's your take on that, the old guard versus the young guard? And, you know, the question of when do the young people, where can they come in and now move their country forward?
Okay. I think it's a very big challenge for Africa because I think at one point they were at the point where we are as young people. You know, they wanted to bring change. They didn't want to be stuck in one place. But you look at African leadership right now. I don't want to generalize and say the rest of Africa, but taking a look at Zimbabwe and what I've just heard and my own country, you know, you look at the leaders and you're like, were they even young at one point? You know what I mean? Because there are not many structures that are in place for young people. The energy is there, the initiative, the imagination, the innovation, the excitement, but there are no structures in place to support young people. So it's really a challenge. And then this is when they find themselves being used by people in power. This is why they end up being paid in kind, like the beer and, you know, those unnecessary non-issues. Because at the end of the day, with the high rate of unemployment in Africa, with illiteracy, HIV and AIDS, and at the end of the day, everyone wants to be able to put food on the table. And if there's nothing that you can do that is legit to do that, this is why young people find themselves, you know, being easily attracted to those illegal and not so ethical things. So when a politician comes and say, do this for me, and then you know it's not moral, it's not ethical, but you end up doing it because what else do you have at the end of the day? So it's a huge challenge for young people in Africa.
That's so true. And, you know, one of the biggest challenges we have with the old guard is the culture of entitlement. You know, because all these people, the Mugabes and, you know, many people, many other leaders, they went to war during that time. They liberated the country. Now they feel that, you know, perpetual sense of entitlement. They don't think it's correct politically and morally to let go and, you know, let the young generation take over. Anyway, sibuya kuwe Dube. Ngaphandle kokuphatheka kwezombusazwe, kuyini okunye Dube okungenziwa ngabasakhulayo? Mhlawumbe kungaba yindaba zokuvota, kungaba yindaba zoku-organize nje kuma-communities ukuze labo bakhona ukutholakala beyingxenye yesigaba, ingxenye yentuthuko ezama ukuba khona esigabeni zabo.
Okuqakathekileyo ngokubona kwami, Ntunga, ukuthi as a politiki okwakuqala kumele zibe yizo eziqondileyo njalo ezivumela ukuthi ontanga basebenze ngokukhululeka njalo elizweni elikhululekileyo. Kodwa into engangithiwa iyangikhathaza enkulumeni yethu yonke yonathi ngokuthi abantu bathi there are no structures in place, kakunama-framework, abantu abontanga kabanikwa lokhuya. Kodwa into kumele siyazi ukuthi ontanga kumele bangameleli ukuphiwa amathuba, kumele bawathathe lawo mathuba. Ngoba sesikhangela isisa osmith babe sithi never in 1,000 years, okutsho ukuthi babecabanga ukuthi ibizeleli ngelabo kumele libe ngelabo kokuphela baze baye kufa kube babe ngokhokho kube labanye abantu abazakubangelabo kokuphela. Kodwa abatha bakuleli lizwe eZimbabwe basikuma bakwala lokho and kabamelelanga ukuthi kuthiwe kule framework, kabamelelanga ukuthi bahlale kumatafula bayi-analyze izinto bacenele-analyze every day. I think abatha bakulezi nsuku kuningi kakhulu abangakwenza okungabakhaliphisa ingqondo njalo kubakhulule. Ngingathi kule imedia ekhulunywa ngithathe leyo ukuthi ayile propaganda lani la, izinto okumele bazenze ikunanzelela nokunakekela engingathi ngabakhulu kumbe abagogekileyo abakhona ezigabeni zabo esingathi i-volunteerism. Ungakhangela ingcele izweni enjenge-America, abatha abaningi baphatheka emisebenzini ebenza ukuthi umnendeza wabo abakhumbuze ukuthi lize ize simele sinjani njalo kumele ukuthi babe ngabakhokheli abaqotho. Ngoba ngiyesaba ukuthi abatha laba abangazishishiyo ukuthi izizwe zakibo zinjani bangazi bangene embuthweni kusasa, labo bazaba the same sense of entitlement because they don't understand what a leader should be.
Siyabonga Mnumzana Dube, qhubeka ubambile silo mlaleli ecingweni. Rickson wakati yakho, Rickson
na makati yenyu.
Aiwa tinofara hedu, pinda ako muchirongwa.
Ya, ndafara kutuma nipinda muchirongwa.
Yeah, ni so no fara Rickson taura hako.
Yeah, ini ndinona hangu kuti youth yemuZimbabwe is not participating zvakanyanya sereki kuti nyika ienderere kumberi. Why? Because nyika yedu is always inongoramba ichingorangaridzwa zvehondo, but yet takabuda muhondo kare and youth is nothing to contribute towards the kungobudirirawo kwenyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Saka nyika yedu inoramba ichisarira kumashure kumadevelopment akawanda sereki anoitika. So I think panofanira kuitwa change even kueducation system zvakawanda zvinoda kuchinjwa sereki because nyika yedu inoramba ichisarira kumashure.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Rickson. Asi muri wechidiki?
Ya.
Ko imimi zvizva muri kuita kuonawo kuti nyika iri kufambira mberi uyezve nyika inoburiswa mumadhaka airi pare zvino?
Zvinhu zviriko ndezvekuti isusu zvakanyanya chaizvo chaizvo zvatingaita hapana, nokuti chero tikada kuti tive nemavhoisis akakwirira unoona muZimbabwe zvinhu zvinoitika zvakawanda. Unogona kuita life yako inopinda pariski nezvinhu zvakawanda and unenge uri munhu wababa kana amai. As a youth member unogona kuona kuti upenyu hwangu unogona kuzosarira kumashure and ndapinda muzvinhu zvakawanda zvinonetsa kana kurohwa kana kuurawa kana kuita sei. Saka zvinhu zvokuti of course tinoita umaprojectwo tichiita seiwo tichiita sei sei zvinoita kutiwo upenyu huenderere mberi, asi upenyu hwedu hunenge huri at risk kunyanya zvakanyanya sereki.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Rickson. Thank you so much. That's a sad reality about
it's
Zimbabwe right there. You know, we might say young people are not doing anything. We might find fault, we might point fingers, but Rickson just said it all there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think Toya Kwaburi Mkoma Jack Zaba, just your reaction to Jataro na Mkoma Rickson, you know, where he's saying that in as much as young people in Zimbabwe want to participate, be civic, you know, engagement, they find it hard because of the political and also economic situation prevailing in the country. What's your take there?
Ndinoona mukoma Rickson wataura chinova chokwadi chino chiri kuitika mune vechidiki vazhinji ende izvi zvinoona kuti normally if you look at our society we have criminalized any form of civic engagement. We have criminalized all sources or all forms of which allows young people to engage with, for example, their elected officials. To a point where maybe if a young person wants to question or to make a check and balance on his or her councillor or her MP, it becomes very much politicized. It becomes a scary business. Yet that's the normal civic engagement we expect. We expect young people to engage or to share ideas with their elected officials. But at this present moment, because of bad politics that runs through Zimbabwe, we have bad politics where probably the young people who liberated this country unfortunately went on to cut off the same right they enjoyed or the same space they enjoyed as young people when they liberated this country. So they are not giving any space for young people to do the same, to shape their country. They did that before 1980, but no other young person is allowed to do anything, to contribute to anything. If you do that, and we have examples of that. We have Itai Dzamara missing. We have a lot of young people who were named, injured in their pursuit of their democratic right to engage to as civilians, as citizens of Zimbabwe. So we have created a whole group of young people who are scared to be Zimbabwean. That's what I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Mkoma Jambaya, pinda yenyu ipapo.
Okay, I would like to agree with what my brother from another mother so I might jump back. Just worry about. Yeah, young people are not being given the space to express what we feel in Zimbabwe. So what we have pertaining to the leadership in Zimbabwe. But what I want to say for the young people who are listening right now is that victory doesn't come in a silver platter. We have to work for it. So I think it is a challenge for us young people, like what those liberation war heroes did back then. They fought for it, and I think as young people we have to fight for it. And as young people should be ready to fight for it. But one thing is fear. But the Constitution in Zimbabwe actually states that we have every right to claim our space. Like what if we don't? If we feel that the government is not doing enough to address problems which are currently facing, it is very important for us to take it to the streets. The Constitution says that we are not even restricted to do that. So I think that's a challenge. Young people need to be educated about their rights. They need to know their rights. But the government is actually trying by all means not to give such information, such pertinent information to us as young people. But I would like to thank those organizations like the ERC from my brother, Comrade Zaba. They try by all means to raise awareness. And also for my organization, New Forum, we do what you call constitution awareness, where we teach young people.
Philemon, just hold on, Chimambira Ako. We'll be right back to you. Of course, right now, we'd like to just extend a farewell to our radio listeners. But as usual, we are still going on with our show, and we're streaming live on the internet, where you can catch us then. Tunga, let them know where they can find us.
We are at www.voazimbabwe.com. Please tune in. That's it from us for our radio listeners today. But like I said, tune in on the internet. Our guests, please remain on the line.